Hosea chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called to them, the more they went away from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet I was the one who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms, and they did not realize that it was I who healed them. I drew them with cords suitable for a man, with ropes of love. For them I became like someone who lifts a yoke off their neck, and I bent down to feed them. They will not return into the land of Egypt. Instead, an Assyrian will be their king, because they refused to repent. The sword will slash against their cities. It will destroy the bars of their gates, and it will devour them because of their plans. My people are determined to turn away from me. Though they call him the Most High, he certainly will not exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart is changed inside me. All my compassion is stirred up. I will not carry out my burning anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, because I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I will not enter a city. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. Yes, he will roar, and his children will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling like a bird from Egypt and like a dove from the land of Assyria. I will settle them in their houses, declares the Lord. Ephraim surrounds me with falsehood, and the house of Israel with deceit. Judah still strays from God, even from the Holy One who is faithful. Chapter 12. Ephraim feeds on wind and chases the east wind all day. He multiplies lies and violence. They make a treaty with Assyria, and olive oil is carried to Egypt. The Lord has a case against Judah. He will deal with Jacob according to his ways. According to his deeds, he will repay him. In the womb, Jacob grasped his brother by the heel, and when he was a grown man, he struggled with God. He wrestled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor. He found him at Bethel, and there he spoke with him, namely with the Lord, the God of armies. The Lord is the name by which he is to be remembered. So return to your God, observe mercy and justice, and wait for your God continually. A merchant has fraudulent scales in his hand. He loves to defraud others. Ephraim said, "Surely I have become rich. I have secured wealth for myself. Among all my possessions, no one will find anything that makes me guilty of sin." But I have been the Lord your God from the time you left the land of Egypt. I will make you dwell in tents again, as in the days of the appointed festival. I have spoken to the prophets. I have given numerous visions. I have taught meaningful lessons through the prophets. Since Gilead is weak, it is certain that they are worthless. In Gilgal they sacrifice bulls. Yes, their altars are like piles of stone in the furrows of a field. Jacob fled to the territory of Aram. Israel worked as a servant to get a wife, and for a wife he took care of sheep. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he took care of Israel. Ephraim has provoked bitter anger. Therefore, his Lord will leave him bloodied by his guilt and bring his disgrace back on him.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.